Thanks for joining us for Thursday night team talk, the Maccas League Grand Final edition. Zach Milbank here, and with me as always is Sandful Operations Manager Tom Hurley. How are you, Held?
Yeah, very good, Zach. Exciting week. 140th Sandful Grand Final, or the 140th year. It'll be a fantastic weekend.
Certainly will be. Hope to see a huge crowd here at the Adelaide Oval for the blockbuster between two of the competition's arch rivals, Port Adelaide and Sturt, from 2:40 p.m. on Sunday. Let's get straight into it. The Magpies, let's have a look at their team, Hurls. In come Riley Bonner, Dougal Howard, Todd Marshall and Jake Need, the four AFL-listed boys who played in that losing elimination final at AFL level against West Coast. They come back because they satisfy the Sandful qualification rules. Out goes Nathan Cracker with a hamstring strain. We heard earlier in the week Chad Corn said that he had a fitness test last Saturday and was deemed unfit. And Peter Laddams also squeezed out of the lineup. Should also note, Hurls, no sign of Angus Monfries there either after he injured that calf in the second semi against the Eagles. And would imagine as well Matty White's the other one to keep an eye on. He's been named on the extended bench at this stage, but looks like he's going to have to prove his fitness over the next day or so. And perhaps Emmanuel Irat is the man who's on standby for him.
Yeah, they've got, those guys coming back are no doubt quality players, Zach. And Chad will have to make some really tough decisions with selection, because Irat Hewitt in particular came in across the course of the changeover period last match and had a real impact. I know that they say that's one of the better games they've played for the year. So you'd suggest that they might be the guys that will be on the chopping block there on the extended interchange bench. Some hard calls to make there. The four guys back, as we said, they've had some real quality experience at AFL, particularly I think Howard and Marshall will be better for that time up there. What are your thoughts with those guys coming back in and the guys looking like missing out?
Well, it's a tough call. Chad Corns said it beautifully at the press conference earlier in the week that it is good and bad. It's never easy to tell someone they're not going to play in a grand final, and unfortunately Peter Laddams has already been advised of that. But I would have thought the guys coming back in, they offer plenty, particularly Marshall and Howard, because they can play at either end and they're just so tall and athletic, and they're talented big boys, it's going to be exciting to see them develop.
Yeah, still have to match up against those two, and I think they do relatively well if they both play forward. Their back line's got some real sort of rebound in it with the likes of Bonner, Tumpus, even Leonard, a former premiership player at Sturt, all great users of football, run and carry. Through the midfield, they'd be really strong with the likes of Summerton, Jesse Palmer in there, a big body. I think they've got a great spread across the field. Brett Eddy up forward to go with Howard and Marshall. That's a relatively potent three tools. They're very dynamic and will give Port a lot of targets to go forward with.
And then you've got Need and Robbie Young nipping at their heels. So, they're certainly exciting to watch those two.
And how about this, Zach, just before we jump off Port, Chad and Graham Corns, the first potential premiership father-son since Foss and Stephen Williams at Port Adelaide. Obviously two different clubs on this occasion, Graham with Glenelg and Chad looking to make himself a premiership coach at Port Adelaide. Be interesting one, I would have thought, for Graham sitting in the stands watching, is no doubt cheering his son on, and be interesting to see whether he pulls on a Port scarf or Guernsey if they get up, but that's just a little piece on the side.
He did actually say earlier in the week in the Tizer Hills that he will be hoping for the best for Chad, but he won't be actually barracking in inverted commas for the Magpies. I don't think he can bring himself to do it. So an interesting one there is Cornsy. Let's have a look at the Sturt side. And just the two ins, they could well be unchanged depending on Ben Hansen's status. In comes Mitch Croden and Mark Evans to the squad of 23, both named on the five-man extended bench. You would have thought Mark Evans is the ideal replacement for Hansen if he doesn't recover from that back injury. But Sturt are going to give him every chance to recover. He's still got a couple of days. He did move, did do a little bit of training last night, I'm told. So still needs to do a little bit more, I think, by Friday is the next session for the Double Blues. Mitch Croden provides a bit of cover should a midfielder get crook or something of the like, or even a forward as well. So be interesting to see what happens there. Hells, Mark Evans, wouldn't have been easy for him to be told that he was dropped out of the prelim final lineup.
Yeah, first game he's missed at senior level, I believe, since he came across from Norwood, Zach. Mm. So it's not a great time for Mark to miss. He'd be really disappointed. Know how much he cares about playing football at that level. Crowder looking like he'll play, well, he'll certainly play in two grand finals in 2 weeks. It's just a matter of whether or not it's in the league or the reserves this weekend. So great opportunity for a young guy like that to really expose himself at that top level. For mine, I think Hansen will just get up. He's got a fitness test tomorrow night, Friday night at Unley Oval. If he gets through that and can move with some sort of freedom, then I think he's too important a player not to run the risk up forward. He's just got that X factor, particularly on grand final day where you don't know, he bobs up and kicks four and you win the game. So they'll be giving him every opportunity to get up. They were really impressive without sort of smashing the Eagles out of the park last week. They just sort of held them at bay. I love what they've got in the midfield in terms of, Battersby, Kirkwood, Riley, Paddy Wilson. I think that really gives them some strength through there. And I think that might be an advantage against the Magpies. And they'll have to use that to their advantage to get the ball moving forward and keep it out of the Port Adelaide forward line.
Yeah, you raise a good point there on the midfield, Hills, because we tend to forget easily that that qualifying final, they didn't have Aiden Riley in there in that midfield, so he's there now. So that extra number, it's going to make a big difference in my view.
Absolutely. The other thing worth mentioning, I think they've got five guys from the Premiership team last year that aren't playing this year. We know that they've got some qualities ins like Colquhoun. Reed's played an important role as that second ruck. But they've also got some young kids like Dodd and potentially Croden to make their way into that side. I don't think if you compare this year to last year that they've lost a lot. I think they're about on par. So it's just a matter of how they match up against Port. I think the battle with Fraser and Stevens against two of their key forwards is going to be pretty critical as to how the result pans out. Guy Page will do a great job on one of their small forwards, as he always does. And Corey Beard, I think, is sort of par and par with Eddie as the most dangerous and potent forward in the competition. His marking ability one-on-one is just unbelievable. You don't see that very often at this level, and fantastic player.
So your tip, Hills, and Jack Odie medalist as well.
I know the bookies have got Port Adelaide as a short-priced favourite against Sturt. I don't think it will be that much of a difference. If I was a betting man, I think Port will just get over the line, but I think it'll be an absolute cracking clash. Jack Odie medalist, Port win, I think Somerton might get that medal. And that would be a romantic way for it to go, I think. So who's yours, Zach?
I'm going to be very boring and say exactly the same. I said the same at the Sandful Advertiser Team of the Year presentation earlier in the week when I was put on the spot by Soda as to my tip. And I thought, Port Adelaide by a couple of goals and Stevie Somerton to complete the fairy tale and perhaps play his last ever game as a Magpie if he chooses to finish on a high, winning a premiership and possibly even a Jack Odie medal, but we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, well, what a stellar career it would be if he does end that way, Zach. But yeah, it'd be a great weekend, and there's a couple of other bits and pieces we should mention before we get off air.
Most definitely, Hurls. Congratulations to the umpires who have been awarded a green shirt to wear on the day. Corey Bowen, Toby Medlin and Giles Lewis will make his debut. Toby Medlin has done a grand final in 2014 and 15, and Corey Bowen, long time between drinks, 2008 and 2009 grand finals he has done. Michael Schramm will be the emergency. They are the field umpires. Boundary umpires, Sam Royans, Matt Zacher, Matt Herman and Braden Teal. Goal umpires, Matt Norton and Tom Sharp, with Steve Pornovic is the emergency goal umpire. So congratulations to all of those guys. And then, of course, we should make mention the two curtain raiser games. 9 a.m, we've got the Under 18 Academy, a cracking game to start things off, because there will be an Isaac Rankin running around there. So get here early and you'll see some tricks, that is for sure, and some plenty of other talent on display. Followed by Sturt versus West Adelaide in the reserves grand final from 11:15 a.m. So congratulations to those two teams to make the grand final. Should be an interesting battle. And then Darryl Braithwaite, 1:50 p.m. Hills, sing the horses.
There's a few highlights, and Darryl's right at the top of that list. I think the whole crowd will be singing along with that one. I know our CEO, Jake Parkinson's looking forward to it more than anyone. So,
and Adam Kelly.
And Adam Kelly, General Manager of Footy. Just a quick one for the fans with the umpires. Giles Lewis is the only one that bounces a football. So keep your eyes peeled for that first moment of the Sample Grand Final to see whether or not he makes his way on debut in to bounce the football. And the other one is a Macca's Dash for Cash at halftime at the Sample Macca's League Grand Final. Will be it's on its debut year, and it'll be really interesting. We've got your man, Isaac Rankin, running in that for West Adelaide. I believe that his brother is representing South Adelaide.
Yes, correct.
And some great prizes on the line. $2,000 for the winning player, $2,000 for the winning club, and $2,000 for a fan that's found their way to Adelaide Oval through a registration process and represented by a player of the team of their choice. So I'm not sure if you're out there representing anyone there, Zach, but those little feet could go pretty fast if I've seen what I've heard from Meadows.
No, back when I was about 18, 19 years of age, Hills, but a long time ago that is. But we should also wish you all the best for your big grand final with Ross Trevor, old collegians, obviously in the A1 SA Amateur League. So good luck, Hills, and hopefully you can win a premiership too.
Thanks, Zach. Let's have a good weekend of footy.